The Business on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Electric Ireland. Our business is understanding yours.
Good morning. Coming up, William MacArthur on spinning yarns and selling spirits, and the booming and bubbling business of the espresso economy. You can contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 18571 5150, email thebusiness@rte.ie, or tweet to @thebusinessRTE. But first, this week saw the publication of the government's Action Plan for Jobs. One of the most attention-grabbing measures included among the 385 targets announced in the plan was the creation of a county-by-county entrepreneurship competition, now being dubbed as an entrepreneurial X Factor meets the Dragon's Den style contest. But are competitions like this the best way to go about building an entrepreneurial culture throughout Ireland? We're joined by Moira Creedon from the Irish Management Institute, and from our Limerick studio by Sheila Killian from the Kemi School of Business at the University of Limerick. Sheila, this X Factor style competition for entrepreneurs, is it a good idea?
I've sympathy with the idea, but it's kind of a piece of social theatre, really. It depends on what the aim of it is. If the aim is to create buzz and culture of entrepreneurship, then yeah, I can see it will make buzz, but it's not the most efficient way of doing it. Like, if you take 2 million when you spread it over the 26 counties, you're talking about delivering maybe 75,000 to each county. Having county by county, one for every constituency in the audience type prizes, it doesn't make a lot of sense as a way of delivering it. And I've no problem with the idea of an entrepreneurship competition. They can be a very good thing, but they're probably better focused through the educational establishments, and not just business schools. I'm not talking from self-interest, but through secondary schools, for example. You know, you can do an awful lot at the senior cycle at second level if your aim is to create a culture of entrepreneurship. If the aim is to create jobs, there's a lot about this that doesn't make that much sense.
Well, in terms of the county by county nature of it, you think that is pure politics, is it? That's about kind of a feel good factor for each constituency.
Well, it feels a little bit like politics. I mean, if you were, the alternative to county by county is to do it on a sectoral basis. And if you did it on a sectoral basis, then the panel that you have judging this X Factor thing would have had some knowledge of retail or pharma or hospitality or whatever it is, and they'd be better able to judge the competition. Whereas now there's no real reason to think that whoever comes first in, say, Leitrim have a better proposal than whoever comes fourth in Cork. It seems very arbitrary. And it seems that running it like a competition like that, you'll attract people who are aspirants rather than who are actually serious about creating jobs. What will actually create more jobs might be a very dull, prosaic idea that doesn't really lend itself to this kind of
showmanship and X Factor stuff and
exactly,
so on. But
yet beauty contest.
Well, that's interesting. Moira Creedon, what about you? Do you think it's a good idea?
I actually think it's a great idea.
Why?
I'd be looking at this coming from two perspectives. I work a lot with SMEs all over the country and all over the world, as it happens. And I also run a small business. So I'm looking at it very much from that side of the fence. And I think of all of the actions that stand out in the programme for jobs, the first obvious point is this is the one that grabbed the headlines. One of the big problems with the
programme... It doesn't mean it's going to create jobs, you know. It just sounds like, oh, well, there's another celebrity type of an entrepreneur competition again or something.
Well, Sheila made a lot of very good points. The first question, obviously, is what are we trying to achieve here? Mm. And if this is purely a mechanism to create jobs, then I'd obviously certainly have to agree with some of the points Sheila made. But I don't think that's what they're trying to achieve. I
think, what do you think they're trying to achieve?
What this, if it's done right, and there's an obvious question of doing it right, what this will achieve is awareness. If you look at what X Factor itself has achieved among the young population, it creates role models. And above all else, if you look at evidence all over the world, one of the single most powerful things in terms of creating entrepreneurship is the role model. And one of the reasons I think it's actually a very good idea to have it on a county by county basis is those role models have to be people that you can actually identify with. If you're looking at somebody on a podium getting a prize where you feel that that's a world that's just so far away from the world that you live in that you're never going to get there, that's not going to work.
That's a fair point, Maura, but would it not be better to work, say, through the VECs then, or work through some of the structures where, you know, if you're looking at role models, you're looking at young people. So you're talking about people who are kind of senior cycle secondary, or, you know, thinking of leaving school in the next few years and wondering what they'll do. That's a really good group to target. Would it not be good to work through those structures as opposed to having, you know, there'll be a competition in Castlebar, and are people really going to go down from Erris to that?
Well, the way I would answer that would be, for a start, if this was the only thing the government were doing, I think we'd both probably be slightly in shock, but it's not. If you read the rest of the document, if you read the 350 actions, and, you know, let's be honest about this, you kind of lose the will to live a little bit as you plough through all 350.
Just a little.
384,
I think. 384, I stand corrected. Yes. And so many of them are very long-term initiatives that work through the education system. They're very slow burn. They're all very good stuff. There's, I'd say, very little in here that you could pull out and say, why are they doing that? It's all very motherhood and apple pie, and we all know it's good for us. But there's very little sexy in the document. And one of the phrases that you used yourself there, Sheila, was, could we not do this in a more dull and prosaic manner?
No. I said job creation would be more dull and prosaic, not that this should be more dull and prosaic.
But in a way, is the crux of the issue. A lot of the initiatives that the government has taken on board so far, one of the things that they've suffered from fairly consistently is lack of take-up.
Mm.
And part of the reason for that lack of take-up is they're complex, they're hard to understand, and they're boring. And the mere fact that we are arguing about this already, in a way, I personally think speaks for itself.
It. Well,
okay, so but if it's about buzz, right, that's and you're right, and there's a real need for that kind of culture. But county by county, I mean, there are infrastructures there that you could work with that aren't necessarily in every county.
Well, if you look at the effect that other competitions have had, if you look at
Junior Dragon's Den, for instance, or some of those.
Or a more prosaic example like the Young Scientist.
Yeah.
And if you look at how effective a competition like that has been,
absolutely.
I mean, obviously you could argue that that's done on a national level.
It's done through the schools, though. It's done through the schools, and that's why it works, because there's an infrastructure there to support it, and teachers can get involved in it. You can do enough. I mean, there's some really excellent stuff going on in VECs.
But Sheila, I know it's wonderful to encourage entrepreneurship in schools, but there are an awful lot of people in jobs who would have fairly good chances of becoming successful entrepreneurs if they only had the courage to take it on as such, you know, and maybe encouraging other people, not just schools, isn't a bad idea.
Oh no, it's a good idea, but which are you trying to do? This is like, it's only 2 million. It's not huge money. It can't try to achieve both things. And I agree with Maura, like there is a real need to create a buzz, and it is fantastic. She makes very good points about that the thing is being talked about. But you need to decide, what's this 2 million for? Is it for sizzle or is it for steak?
But I think you're being very unfair in the sense that part of the idea here is that it is aspirant. And I think, again, that's very much the whole point. I would argue that it's very, very different to something like Dragon's Den. We're not talking about investing in these businesses. We're talking about creating the idea. To me, an awful lot of the other initiatives that you look at are very much about preparing the field. In other words, making sure that the environment is right, the educational system is right, the institutions are right. This is about sowing seeds.
It's about encouraging people to have a go.
This is about creating ideas, creating debate, because that's what creates businesses.
So if it's about, and that's good, but if the stated aim is about creating ideas and debate and fostering people to lift their heads and have a bit of imagination, then why not run it on an existing infrastructure like the Young Scientist? That's a really good parallel. Like, the Young Scientist wouldn't work if they just said, we'll have a science competition in every county.
Well, there's nothing in the action plan that in any sense rules out a strong role for the schools in this competition. If you actually look at the detail in the action plan, it's pretty high level. All they're really laying down there.
And the universities as well. It won't just be schools.
Exactly. Yeah, you would hope the business schools would also be involved.
So the devil is in the detail, but I think if it's done right, it's great.
If it's done right, it has potential for sure. But
well, Sheila, in terms of the detail, as you said, you looked through the plan itself. Now, I know that they're talking about, the buzzword is disruptive reforms. I think they had six of them before, and now they're up to nine, and they're talking about disruptive reforms in the whole area of entrepreneurship, one of which is this competition, I presume, winning overseas and manufacturing. What's your take on the nature of these disruptive reforms? I mean, are they enough to get us going?
Well, I mean, there's some very good stuff in there, and it's nice to see a whole range of different ideas. I mean, like, again, Maura's right about that. Like, there's some dull stuff and there's some flashy stuff. There's some good things in there, like a focus on big data, for example. Like, this is the kind of thing that Tesco have more money in than they have in all their shops. The stuff on energy efficiency is nice. They talk a little bit about credit for SMEs and about design. So there's good things on the, they're going to look at making the tax breaks for entrepreneurs more simplified and efficient. One thing that is a little bit, and they talk about bringing it in, but it's a little bit lagging behind yet, is that the OECD 3 months ago asked for more evidence-based policies, so that the policies that were out would be evaluated. It's good to have lots of them, evaluate them, retire them if they're not working. So far, the monitoring is more or less at a macro level. They look at Central Statistics Office data, FDI levels, exports. They are talking about trying to establish more direct links between their measures and the output, because clearly there has been success. There is employment. So something is working. It's just difficult to see. It would be nice if they monitored a little more closely and said, OK, this one's working. This one we thought was a good idea, but, you know, it's not really delivering, so we'll retire that one.
But there's so many measures in it. They said they've done 500 measures so far. Here's 384. I mean, monitoring them is just exhausting. I mean, you prefer to herd cats than look at all those little tiny things.
You would, but if you're pouring money into 500 measures, like, you might as well focus it on the 200 and odd that are working and not continue to pour it into the others. It'd be nice as well if they had a little bit more on real sustainability, like green energy as a sector, supply chain sustainability. There's a lot of potential in areas like that that isn't in the document.
Your take, Maura.
Well, one of the areas that's obviously close to my own heart is the whole area on access to finance and the financial literacy piece. So here we do get into some of the slightly more prosaic elements, because there's an awful lot to running a business. You start with the inspiration and the idea, and then the entrepreneur wakes up a few weeks later and realises, oops, I need to know how to do this properly. And I think on that front, they're bringing in some brilliant initiatives this year. I would personally feel very strongly that the action to improve financial literacy is going to be one of the most powerful pieces. There's a huge ongoing debate and controversy as to whether the banks are lending or whether people are borrowing and what's going on there in terms of access to finance. But there's no doubt at all from the SME audiences I'm working with, a little bit of financial literacy goes a long way in terms of being able to know where to look for funding, know how to pitch for your funding, know what sort of funding you're looking for. And there's a major programme being rolled out this year, which I think will be highly effective on that front.
Well, it just shows you there are so many things that you can talk about in terms of getting the climate right, and it's never just one silver bullet. It's all of these small little changes that in the end mount up. Evolution rather than revolution, and we'll keep an eye on it, and hopefully the economy will indeed continue to recover. Sheila Killian and Maura Creedon, thank you both very much indeed.